This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Some people like A and others like B. At BMW, we prefer X. Like the dynamic X3, meant for ultimate exploration. The X5, built to conquer even the most difficult paths. Or the pinnacle of comfort and luxury, the X7. And since every X-Range vehicle is packed with performance and versatility, you'll always get the best of X. The BMW X-Range. Your next X-Venture starts here.
Hurry into the BMW President's Day sales event and receive exceptional offers through March 2nd.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Senator Borrello, we've seen over the last 48 hours a number of corrections officers at state correctional facilities taking to the picket lines and going on strike to fight against unsafe working conditions at correctional facilities, as well as the inaction of some state officials to properly address those problems that are affecting so many. Just your thoughts in terms of the expansion of this strike. I know that on Monday we saw workers here in Western New York at Collins Correctional and Elmira go on strike, and then on Tuesday we saw workers at Attica, Wyoming, and Wendy go on strike as well.
Yeah, first of all, I support this 100%. The conditions are horrific. The governor has been completely silent, and the state legislature has actively engaged in actions that will have made these prisons more dangerous. So I support this action. These people have a right to be safe. There isn't a single private sector employer that will be able to do the horrific things that Governor Hochul and the Democrats are doing to these corrections officers. It has to stop immediately.
Governor Hochul is also preparing to deploy the New York National Guard to these facilities impacted by the strikes, and she's sort of saying that they'll go there if the strike doesn't end tomorrow. Just your thoughts overall in terms of the actions of the governor in this case.
I think it's shameful. I mean, she has been silent on this. The first thing we hear from her when it comes to these actions is that she's going to deploy the National Guard to do what exactly? Unless they're going to go in there fill shifts. But what she's really saying is she's going to go in, they're basically going to go in there to be strike breakers. That is a completely inappropriate use of the National Guard. And it also shows that she's completely tone deaf to the situation here. These people just want safe working conditions. They want to be able to go home to their families. They want to be able to, you know, do their jobs and be safe. And she has yet to do anything. She could, if she wanted to do something and take a real action as a real leader, then she would declare a state of emergency inside of our state prisons. She would suspend HALT and other harmful pieces of legislation that the radical left Democrat Party has imposed upon these employees of the state, and she would take decisive action to protect these employees. Deploying the National Guard just shows how incredibly tone deaf she is.
Do you feel that when state legislature gets back to action and get back to work on Monday, that this will be a top priority in legislative chambers in Albany, is to get this sorted out ASAP?
I doubt it highly. My Democrat colleagues are all in on the radical far left. They take their marching orders from the so-called prison abolitionist movement, the people that truly believe that no one should be in prison ever for anything. That's not an exaggeration. People that are up in Albany every week, the people that support the idea of abolishing prisons, think that rapists, murderers, pedophiles, drug dealers should be on our streets and in our communities. So I don't see the Democrats doing anything to make things better. They should really, though, understand that they have an obligation to these people, that the employees of New York State, that they themselves, who call themselves the Party of Labor, are basically putting these folks in harm's way every day with the horrible actions and laws that they have passed in Albany to support this pro-criminal policy. So I hope they will take action, but my guess is they won't.
Very good. Senator, anything else you want to add into our conversation that we haven't touched base on?
I think the people of New York State have to understand that this is another example of how the Democrats in charge in Albany are not fit to lead this state. Things are in chaos throughout the state, whether it's in New York City or Western New York or the North Country. This state, quite frankly, is declining rapidly, and it is completely at the hands of one-party rule here in New York State. This is just one more example of how New York State has fallen so dramatically since they took over every house in New York State government since 2019, and it has to end. People have to wake up and end one-party rule here in New York State.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
KYW News Radio and Deborah Heart and Lung Center team up to discuss arrhythmia, diagnosis, treatment, and management. Here's Rasa Kay.
Arrhythmias that occur in the top part of the heart can be merely distracting or quite serious, such as atrial fibrillation in the atria, which carries a risk for stroke. But cardiac electrophysiologist Dr. Rafael Corbizero says the most concerning rhythm disorder occurs in the ventricle.
The bottom part has some arrhythmias. The most significant one is ventricular fibrillation, which is the cause of sudden cardiac death, which is the number one cause of death in this country. It almost outweighs all cancers combined. Unfortunately, that could be the first presentation of heart disease, is sudden death. A small percentage of patients who show up with their first heart attack have sudden death, an arrhythmia problem, and that's devastating.
Learn more at DeborahHealthReport.com.
New Jersey's only heart, lung, and vascular specialty hospital, Deborah Heart and Lung Center. When it's your heart, demand Deborah.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.